Blog Talk Radio.
Option show for January 12th, 2014. Amazing. With Richard Olson and
Sherry Edwards.
Good morning, Sherry. How are you?
Good morning. I am not as cold as I was last week.
What is your weather like?
Oh, today probably 30, and we're out here in shorts, and because it was, what, 7 below last week when we talked?
Yeah, the swings in weather, you know, people talk about no weather change, no earth changes, and it's amazing to me when I was listening to a broadcaster who was back east, I'll say Chicago, because I'm in California, that their weather one day was 4 degrees below, and by the end of the week it was, you know, just 57 degrees. And he was just like, wow, boy, that is, and just blows my mind. I get cranky when it's, you know, this morning it was 32 on my back porch, and that's cold enough.
Do you think it's just us old people who complain?
Well, I think it may be this old people that complain, but I think the truth is that there are weather changes happening.
Well, we should let people know what's going on with the show. That wonderful music you heard in the pre-show was La Ciel. That was written by James Marshall of TV fame, A Few Good Men, Gladiators, Twin Peaks. He wrote that in hopes of helping people get through the flu season. And when you see our keynote today, you'll see what's going on with that. Our regular show music is written by Tommy Priakas. I love that because it says future, it says something good is coming. So thank you, Tommy, for doing that music for us. We are sponsored today by the Institute of Bioacoustic Biology and Sound Health. That's Ohio's largest research center dealing with vocal profiling. Now, what else can you say about what we do there, Richard?
It would take a whole show. You do amazing work using people's voices, the various shifts and frequencies and tones in pitch, I guess. I'm not a musician. In people's voices to see where the imbalances are in their systems and then work with them and their practitioners to alleviate those balances, imbalances, I guess.
The future. We should tell people that we're simultaneously broadcasting over on Blog Talk Radio as well as here on WebEx. And if they want to ask a question through you, they can call the guest number, 347-850-1407, 347-850-1407. And as we simultaneously broadcast, we have chat in both rooms. The chat people, our chat group here on WebEx, are wonderful. They're so supportive and knowledgeable. They support each other. They stay on target exactly what's going on with the show. They ask brilliant questions. I just want to thank all those chatters as we go along. We are an educational research institute, and the information that we share on this show is for information purposes only. We don't necessarily agree with all of our guests, but we'll tell you that if we don't. So this is about health and putting health back into the idea of health care. And I found something. I don't know how true it is. It just came to my attention. I'm going to put it up in the WebEx. And this is from Legal Information Institute, Cornell University Law School, 42 U.S. Code. And I will put this link in the chat for all of you. Richard, I think you have this on the information I sent you before. This says that we do not have to go along with Obamacare. And we've been talking about that a lot on the show. There's no individual company, business, nonprofit entity, or health insurance issuer offering group or individual health coverage shall be required to participate in any federal health insurance program created under this act or in any federal health insurance program expanded by this act or any such amendments, and there shall be no penalty or fine imposed upon any such issuer for choosing not to participate in such programs. That is just legalese, and I'm not sure what it means. Maybe it means whoever is supplying the insurance rather than the person being insured. I'm not real sure. But we have a lot of very good researchers out there that are with us on the show each week. George and Moon and Robert, who's an attorney himself, and there's just a lot of wonderful people who help us stay updated. And we have talked about the Obamacare and why we should love it, because it's going to make us more important. Not that we really like Obamacare at all, but I'm saying we should. I wanted to talk a little bit more about what we do, and I have some announcements, but I want to tell people that we have two guests today, Pierre Coleman and Kent Adams, and that they're going to be following up. They don't know this yet, but they're kind of going to be following up on shows that we've been doing the last few weeks, one on our detox software, showing people what areas they need to detox, and then the next show that we did was fibromyalgia, and showing that as an indicator, the pain of fibromyalgia as an indicator that the body needs detox. So we'll be with our guests in just a few minutes. We've got, looks like, three more announcements here. I want to talk a little bit about the two-day PTSD course that we just did. Richard, thank you for your splendid, wonderful post. We've had so many people post about it. Could you tell people in a few sentences what that class was about?
Well, it was an amazing class, and we had a guest who is actually a 12-year veteran, and the PTSD is post-traumatic stress disorder, and it's an amazing program that Sound Health Options is giving away, or Sherry's giving away currently, so that people can actually work on themselves by taking this class and learning how to use the software. They can actually begin to bring back into what I would term homeostasis their systems from having PTSD, from, you know, in this particular case, the veteran, we're talking about soldiers and the firemen and people in that kind of trauma, but anybody with PTSD. And it was an amazing program, and to see what it can do to help people, to hear her talk about, you know, the first night after she used some of the tones that were figured out was for her, it was the first night that she'd been able to have a good night's sleep in 12 years. I mean, that's like a mind-blowing, brings you to tears kind of thing. So it was that kind of work. Really incredibly powerful, and I want everybody to know about it.
Well, and the thing that people liked most about it, it was free. All the software and the 2 days of class was all free in support of people building a bioacoustic center in their community. We also just touched on some of the genes for PTSD, and now we're looking at vaccinations for PTSD and how they gave them 30 and 40 vaccinations in a couple of days. And I think that has really disturbed their adrenal system. I wouldn't doubt that it's disturbing their DNA, and they're becoming very toxic. So I hope our guests can talk about that. If you would like, or any of your friends or whoever, would like to take part in our next class, which is going to be about radiation exposure, and that can also cause PTSD and that stress, give people our website, soundhealthoptions.com, and up on the first page on the lower right-hand corner, you can say, I want to be in your next 2-day free class, and just let us know what's going on. Is that all of the announcements? I think so, except on our vocal profiling class that's happening on Tuesday, we're going to look at the vocal prints of Clapper, Chris Christie, and one other one that's in the news that we're not sure what is telling the truth. Christy Clapper. Coleman. Is Coleman. No, that's our guest. Who's the guy who did the NSA thing? That's Fast and Furious. That's the other
one.
I can't
come up with it. I'm sorry at the moment.
I knew it a few minutes ago, but it is just absolutely gone. Eric Holder, that's it. Okay, I'm being reminded on chat here that I forgot the keynote, so let me do that real quick. We had one person who sent in the solution to the optical illusion that we put up, and for those of you, it was 5 painted, naked, but painted ladies that were set down on a rug to look like a leaf, and they were put themselves in the shape of a frog. And so if you remember that from last week, there is another optical illusion up. We always put one up because we think that sometimes your health can be obscured by, or your lack of health can be obscured by a lot of things, and that's one of the things we do with our software. We can look at predictive issues, and we can look at the math matrix that your brain is presenting to see what's coming for you. And what's coming right now is an attack on our immune system. The color associated with these frequencies coming to Earth from outer space that NASA, Motorola, and several other companies are monitoring can be translated into violet blue. And so I'll just go ahead and read this for you. It is posted online. The report last week indicated that ankle muscles might itch or appear weak. That will be subsiding on Monday. But above the ankle muscles, tibialis, and the peroneus muscles are coming into play. Cartilage needs support. Bioavailable sulfur and vitamin C may be helpful. These all move together. Remember, vitamin C and sulfur, both of those are for the immune system. But they are also saying that they're going to be part of cartilage system. Most dominant nutrient is the mineral selenium. Now, selenium was found to be the number one concurrent mineral for people who have AIDS or severe immune attacks. Trace amounts of selenium support the thyroid are important, support for immune and detox systems. You may ask our guests about that. Selenium is also thought to be important for the integrity of the vascular system. Animals showing low selenium experience aneurysm or blowout in one of their vessels. Selenium may reduce the effect of mercury toxins. Selenium can be found in grains, nuts, mushrooms, fish, and eggs. Still nuts are reported to be very rich in selenium. So two things coming up, both of them deal with immune system. Pregnenolone is the hormone active until Thursday. That's the master hormone. You may find yourself in a little more amorous mood because it helps make estrogen and testosterone and other things that deal with reproduction. Several passages, not just one or two like we've been reporting, but several pathogens are beginning to surface. Influenza, rhinovirus, and Richard was just commenting before we opened the show about that. Here's one that you need to be very careful about. Arachidonic acid and hydrogen peroxide have been identified with the creation of cancer foods, 5-HETE, especially when free radicals are present, and that's also part of toxicity for the body. Remember to your berries and red fruit. Magazine has a concentrated drink of for it online. It's about $18 a quart. Nitrogen pH balance activator during the wind. Remember, veggies help maintain good pH for better immune balance. Now, we had our guests lined up before I ever looked at the keynote, and I just find this incredible how they match. For those of you with youngsters who have digestive upset, now's the time for a flare-up of the vasointestinal peptides that Andrew Wakefield writes about in connection with vaccination damage. Will be active for the next week or so. Grains in particular will cause Richard, does that fit?
I just love the way the keynote always fits in. It's, even though I know, I mean, people think that we set this up. It's really not. It's just these gentlemen were booked a while back, and the keynote this week or for the next few days just happens to fit perfectly with what we're talking about. It always, I love the keynote. It always blows me away.
Would you like to introduce our guest?
I would. This is going to be, this so fits in perfectly with the PTSD class and, as you say, the keynote. It's just great. Pierre Coleman has been a successful business owner, marketer, and entrepreneur. Mr. Coleman was the co-creator and creative genius behind the book Invisible Killers, The Truth About Environmental Genocide. And Kent Adams is the CEO of Life Health Science. Mr. Adams has a strong background in healthcare products, consumer packaged foods, marketing, and nutritional technologies. Mr. Adams is also one of the inventors of the Purell hand sanitizer. Welcome, gentlemen.
Good morning.
Good morning.
So here we are talking about toxins, talking about post-traumatic stress, talking about, you know, GMOs, talking about everything, and, you know, talk to us about, you know, how, well, actually, I do have a question right out of the gate for Pierre about invisible killers. What, how did you get there? In other words, what drove you or made you want to write or be involved with creating the Invisible Killers book?
My father passed back in 2005, October 15th. He was a Korea-Vietnam frontlines veteran. And, of course, you know, a lot of our vets from Vietnam right up to Iraq have had major issues with respect to being on the front lines, being engaged in conflict, Agent Orange, all the way to post-traumatic stress. So watching him deal with his non-Hodgkin's lymphoma, I really got inspired and motivated to be a little more preventative when it comes to personal health care. Invisible killers obviously are those toxins, those heavy metals that are very pervasive not only in our society but just all over the world. So my father, in part, was the inspiration for really wanting to put a book together that highlights and underscores the issues that we all carry around in us, including our pets, and the need to be a lot more proactive and preventative because we're bombarded daily with the drugs, the drug commercials, the solicitation for drugs, and the widespread lack of legislation that prevents a lot of these chemicals from being removed from, you know, our society, every aspect of our society. So long and short of that answer is that I found the inspiration in my father with respect to his battle. And, you know, only when it happens to you, whether it's a loved one or someone very close to you, do you turn into that inspired piper, if you will.
You mentioned two categories, heavy metals and drugs. Is there other places that we can be aware of where we're getting bombarded with these toxins? Like
Kent, you want
radiation? Like
yeah. Yes, this is Kent Adams. We get attacked very regularly through our day and our exposure, whether it is from the air we breathe, and I'm in Cleveland, Ohio. We have two power plants on either side of town. They're both coal-burning. They both throw off mercury toxins into the air, so no matter which way the wind blows, Cleveland gets the mercury drift. It's also very common in things like exhaust. Many studies have been shown that if you live near an expressway, your lifespan will be significantly reduced. Secondhand smoke, not properly prepared foods have toxins in a variety of different types. You get mercury, you get lead from things coming over from China and Asia. So there are, we're getting bombarded daily with toxins from a variety of different locations, and it's just overwhelming our immune system.
That's a good point about exhaust. I had never thought about that before, but I just gag and choke if I get behind something diesel. How about have you done any research on that? Are they poisoning us too?
Our diesel? Absolutely, because you're pulling off some hydrocarbons, but also within the hydrocarbons, you have heavy metals that are building up, as well as chlorinated and fluorinated chemicals. So these are all part, whether it's diesel or whether it's gasoline. The only one that's a little bit better is natural gas.
What about chemtrails? What do they give off?
The same thing, because you're burning exactly the same type of fuels. JP5 is nothing more than a different version of a diesel fuel. So the chemtrails, you know, they're burning millions of pounds of fuel in the air every year, which then float to the ground just like everything else floats to the ground.
And it's not just your outdoor air you have to worry about either. It's your indoor air. And they found in studies that indoor air is 7 to 10 times more polluted than outdoor air because it's circulated, recirculated throughout the home. I'm sure we've all been on an airplane. You get somebody that sneezes in that airplane, well, it's not like those germs just dissipate and disappear. They move through that cabin because it's not like you can roll a window down when you're 30,000 feet up as well. So outdoor air is bad, but what's even worse is that indoor air.
Yeah,
and a lot of folks aren't aware of that.
Yeah, and following up on Pierre's comment, a lot of things done for our safety, putting flame retardants in carpeting and couches and sleepwear, those brominated and fluorinated fire retardant compounds are also proving to be very hazardous for our health. So a variety of things that we think are benign are actually contributing in significant ways to our toxic burden.
What kind of toxins do you folks see in vaccinations?
Well, the vaccinations use a form of mercury to stabilize the virus in the vaccination. So that's the issue that is brought up, is the residual mercury that's left behind. Because it is there to, at very low levels, but it is there to stabilize that vaccine.
Of all of these things that we've talked about, vaccines, GMO, radiation, pesticides, herbicides, drugs, smoking, is there anything that's worse than the rest, or can you give us sort of what to stay away from the most?
Well, the most dangerous toxins for our children are neurotoxins, which are primarily lead and mercury. Unfortunately, they're coming in a variety of different forms, and it's very, very difficult to avoid them. Those, as we are young, those are the most serious for us. Then, as we get older, we pick up things like arsenic, we pick up aluminum, because aluminum is a common additive in cosmetics and antiperspirants, et cetera, et cetera. We pick up chromium. There are a lot of exposures. Plus, as we get older, we start getting more exposed to the solvents that are more common, the chlorinated and fluorinated solvents.
And going to Ken's point, too, just to underscore what he had just stated, the problem is nobody really knows what group of chemicals or what group of toxins, heavy metals, are worse than the other because there's never been any significant testing done. What we do know is that they're all bad. When they begin to interact, they create some of the issues that Kent touched upon, such as mimicking hormones, endocrine disruptors. So we really don't know exactly who's the worst out of the bunch, but what we do know is that they're all bad to begin with. When you mix them all together, we know they're going to be even worse. It's like the body needs certain natural things. It needs charcoal, it needs potassium, it needs sodium. These ingredients in and of themselves, separate from themselves, are completely harmless. But when you mix them all together, do you know what you get?
No.
You get gunpowder. You get gunpowder.
Good Lord.
Yes, that is what you get. So in the name of progress and technology, we fast-tracked ourselves, which we all benefit from as far as these technologies. But in the process, we've also created a monster. And when Nixon created the EPA back in our bicentennial year in 1976, he also created what's called the TSCA Act, the Toxic Substance Control Act. This was an act that basically grandfathered some 66,000 post-World War II chemicals that were already in commerce into play. No testing was done. Since then, we've had, I've heard estimates anywhere from 80,000 to 100,000 plus chemicals are currently in commerce here in the U.S. Roughly 1,000 to 1,500 new chemicals get introduced annually into the U.S. But out of those, let's just call it 100,000 chemicals, since 1976, only five have significantly been tested and banned. Five. Now, I'm here in Denver, Colorado, home of the Super Bowl Broncos, just to add a little levity, and we've got Invesco Field, which, you know, sits about 77,000 folks. So that's like calling out 200 people out of the audience to come down and stand on the field, and then you take five people out of those 200 people, and that illustrates the number of chemicals that have been banned since 1976.
And the thing I have to jump in for a moment, because this is a pet peeve of mine, is that in the, I'm using air quotes, in the medical community or in the scientific community, when you hear them talk about chemicals, like when we had the Horizon spill in the Gulf, mm-hmm. they talk about Corexit, and they talk, oh, Corexit, you know, blah, 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 which is all, in my opinion, BS,
right.
about it, you know, it's inert. But the thing in the scientific community is nobody ever talks about what you're talking about, is that the, okay, so we have fluoride, we have chlorine, we have bromines, we have estrogen mimickers, but nobody ever really is willing to talk about the toxic soup,
mm-hmm,
the incredible
correct.
Gestalt effect of all of this. I was going to use a word I don't think I can use on air, stuff, that, you know, we're exposed to, either through our skin, you know, when we take a shower, and the chlorine that's used to purify our water to make us, air quotes, safe, is, you know, revaporized, so we're getting that into our mucosa, or don't even get me started on the fluoride family.
Right.
But, I mean, it's this amazing soup that we're exposed to on a daily basis in all surfaces, whether it's in our breathing, whether it's in our skin contact, whether it's in the foods we eat. I mean, the toxic load is mind-numbing.
And I always share this with folks. What's in the environment is mirrored with respect to what's in us. There is no such thing as a quote-unquote pure, pristine place on this planet where you're not going to deal with toxins in one form or another. Classic case in point. Back in 2007, Halloween night, never forget it, Pittsburgh affiliate station, ABC, they ran a piece on the catfish there in the Allegheny Rivers. You have the chemical plants there, and they've been dumping chemicals into the river system. Well, the fishermen who normally love to fish and catch catfish were throwing the catfish back into the rivers or just killing them because they were coming out mutated. Not necessarily male, not necessarily female, but just a completely mutated something out of a sci-fi movie type of species. Back in 2005, up in Canada, Canadian government decided to do a test where they took a pond, introduced chemicals into the pond to see what kind of reaction it would have on the fish. Same results. And this goes to your point, Richard. Again, if these kind of things are happening, that toxic soup, this is the kind of effect it's having on the environment. What do you think it's having on us as people, especially the little ones? Because it's what the media doesn't report on. There's something that's called hypostasia. It's called, also called the feminization of a male infant, where the penis doesn't extend properly or the urethra shows up on the side. 50 years ago, you had 1 in 500 cases that were reported with respect to these little male babies. Guess what that rate is now? Anybody?
Bad.
I'm going to tell you.
Bad, yeah.
1 in 30. That means for every 30 births, there's a little male child that's coming up with this type of phenomena. No different than heart disease. 30, 40 years ago, unheard of in women. Today, it's the number one killer. Not breast cancer, heart disease. Environmental factors play into this. The chemicals that we are bombarded with play into this. And yet we all want to have this, what I call this matrix, you know, scenario, where we all want to just walk around and be asleep. It's time for us all to wake up.
Well, and to follow off of Pierre, there are two basic types of effects that we see in the human condition. The first are those that where toxins directly affect development, and whether it's mercury or lead or arsenic or whatever that is accelerating mood disorders and genetic disorders and so on and so forth, that is a very common phenomenon. We're all aware of it, and we all understand the issues it is causing. The other one, and it is why I got into this business, is that as we age, we build up toxins. Those toxins may not present themselves every day to us, but if we have a health crisis of one sort or another, these toxins have radically altered our body's ability to fend off the toxins, and all of a sudden the symptoms become dramatically apparent. So you may feel fine for 30 years as these toxins build up, but one health crisis comes through, and then all of a sudden things spiral in a downward fashion rapidly. And that was my concern as I age and as my friends age, saying, hold it. We're at risk for a serious deterioration quickly, and toxins are the major cause.
Are there any obvious symptoms we should watch for?
Well, the most...
Wait, and all of a sudden just fall over.
Well, the most, you know, unfortunately, the symptoms are many, and most of us view it as simple aging, don't sleep well, gain weight, don't have enough energy, get lethargic, moody,
frequent headaches,
patches in the skin that are rough, dry, or irritated. All those things are simple accelerants, loss of memory. Those are indications of issues. Younger children, when they act out and are moody or have trouble concentrating, those are general indications of neurotoxins in the brain.
Speaking of neurotoxins, we got a question from the audience here about fracking. And in our local lake here, they caught some of the fracking people dumping this waste from fracking, and they were dumping it in the lake where people were swimming and boating and whatever, and saying they dumped it there because it was too hot for the landfills. They wouldn't take it because of the radiation content. So do you think fracking is also poisoning us?
I don't have a lot of good detailed information, but we know that a lot of chemicals that build up, maybe in isolation, as Pierre talked about, the chemicals might be perceived as fine, but as you create a soup and we had a young lady who came to us who's 18 years old who was a soccer star. She had gone swimming in a local pond on the Ohio-Pennsylvania border, had been there for years. This just happened to be downstream from a strip mine that was strip mining coal. The coal had mercury in it. She had mercury toxicity, developed nickel toxicity, and also developed chromium toxicity all out of the water. So you don't know what builds up and creates a toxic soup. It's just a good idea not to do it. It's just rational. Why put poisons into the water?
Some of the symptoms you talked about sound like accelerated aging. Does this stuff attack the cell or DNA? Or what's it attack?
Well, actually, you raise a very important question, a very important point. One of the things that happens in non-biological aging, one of the things that happens is we lose the ability for mitochondria inside the cells to properly process energy. One of the major contributors to that is toxins, and the other major contributor are free radicals or reactive oxygen species. This is the result of the breakdown of nutrients and providing energy. It's a naturally occurring process. The body, if it is perfect, would just get rid of them and we would be fine. But as we age, we produce less and less glutathione, which is the body's natural defense mechanism. And as that body's natural defense mechanism is reduced, the effect of those go up. One of the things that our particular product has been proven to do is increase that cellular energy, and that is a direct impact on aging.
And you talked about a product, so there's something people can take to make all this go away?
Well, we can't say that it'll make it all go away, but we provide a product, and this is why I got into this part of the business. A biochemist came up with a concept from a toxin remover that was broadly used to treat water and industrial waste and so on and so forth, but was not good in the body. The body couldn't use it. He came up with an idea for a naturally occurring mineral that's called a chelator, which means it claws or grabs toxins. He came up with an idea of how to do this, patented the process. We acquired this process because it had floundered and are now making available across the U.S. and overseas. The concept is to grab these toxins at the cellular level and pull them out of the body, but do it slowly, consistently, just like they built up over a period of time, try and remove them slowly over a period of time.
We've had people on the show that talked about ATP, adenosine triphosphate, which helps bind with some of these toxins. Is that in your product?
No, but our product helps the body produce it naturally. One of the hard things with ATP is getting it where you need it. And we help the production of ATP in the cells. And ATP does bind, as well as our product binding, these toxins. ATP is very good on reactive oxygen species. It's a very good antioxidant. So it flushes away. So that's what we do. We help, even because our product goes through the blood-brain barrier. One of the things that Z-Natural does is as we sleep, the brain flushes itself. That's why sleep is so important. It cleans out the waste that built up. And what our product does is help that process work better, help the brain better flush the buildup that is built up over time and helps the brain function better. That's why sleep is so important. If you don't get enough sleep, you're in a downward spiral. And sleep is the part time which the body helps remove all these bad things.
And if I could just add a point to what Kent was saying, too, our product, literally from head to toe, is removing these toxins. I mean, we go beyond the colon. We go beyond the GI. We permeate the entire vascular system. We detoxify the blood, the cellular tissue, the organs, the glands in the body. All the while, we're also helping to boost the body's immune system as well as help balance the pH. So it's sort of a threefold prong attack that our technology provides. Toxin removal, immune boosting, and pH balancing. And we do it passively. So that's what makes us very unique, and which is why the product is unique, because it's the only patented type of technology that's out there.
And when you say immune system boosting, I'm a master herbalist. So when I talk about an herb that's immune system boosting, like, you know, echinacea or something that helps stimulate the immune system, do you mean it's actually stimulating the immune system, or because it's removing the toxins, it's allowing the immune system to do its job itself?
More the latter.
Does that make sense?
Well,
okay.
More the latter. We really work by taking the toxins out. We've done a lot of bioimpedance analysis where we're looking inside the cells and looking at the metabolism rates, cellular energy, mitochondrial energy, which directly are part of the immune response. We can tell the difference. In placebo-controlled studies, we show up to 300% improvement in 60 days in those key markers. Also, oddly enough, in intracellular water, the water inside your cell, that mineral-rich water that really helps the immune system work.
So the actual, and you're actually having a positive effect on the intracellular fluids, interstitial fluids.
So you're really
helping remove the toxins from the body, and therefore the body can then not be preoccupied dealing with toxins. It can actually be occupied with helping the system be stronger.
Correct. Correct.
To give a quick example, when the body, like if you have an infection, the body all of a sudden says, oops, I'm going to stop making glutathione to remove heavy metals and remove reactive oxygen species. I'm going to focus all my energy on this opportunistic infection. And it will do that and be effective. But what happens is the body starts building up other things because it's focused elsewhere on this infection or that problem. And therefore, just as we've seen in a lot of autoimmune issues, the body now doesn't react properly and it needs to get reset. It needs to react properly to these opportunistic issues that occur.
Are you looking, this is a question from the audience, are you looking at cell charge or cell permeability?
Both. Permeability, one of the things that happens is fat tissues build up on the outer wall of the cell membrane. Those are repositories for heavy metals and a lot of toxins. We clean those toxins out. We've measured a significant change in the fat content at the cell membrane level. What we've done is we've cleaned the cell, so we've addressed permeability. On the inside of the cell, we deal with charge, and that is the reactive oxygen species create a negative charge. There's also a totally separate issue, and that is aberrant cells tend to have a very, very strong charge. And that is something that because we remove toxins ionically, we tend to pull those cells out. You know, it's a complicated process, but it is something we do contribute to.
So a good detox or a detrashing, as somebody's calling it on our chat here, is at a cellular level, not on an organ level.
Correct. Yeah, okay. We don't clean the colon, which is still a good thing to do, and I'm all in favor of it because there are huge numbers of toxins that reside in our digestive tract that compete with our digestive enzymes and cause us to literally starve to death because we're not able through our enzymes to properly get the nutrients out of our foods.
What you're saying is that you're really assisting the, I mean, you're making, this is like the fuel. You're helping the body's system be cleaner so that the organs themselves can begin to do the job that they want to be doing, like the stuff being carried out of the colon, which actually
Correct.
Leads me to the question of, as the product does its job, where do the byproducts and where do those toxins go? Is it out through the bowel, out through the urine, out through the sweat? Where does it go? Where do those things go?
All of the above. Just like the body's normal removal systems, the majority go out through the urine. The next is through the feces, then through sweat, and then a little bit through breath. So it's just like any other toxin removal. The body removes it the same way.
What's also very unique to the Z Natural is that we all know toxins have a tendency of playing hide and seek as far as in the fatty tissues of the organs, looking to sequester in the bones, and they can't hide from our technology. To illustrate it this way, we've all been kids, we've all had that magnet, and you run the magnet through the dirt or the sand, and you pull the magnet out, and it's got all those metal filings attached to it. That's what our product does from head to toe. It courses through the body. Doesn't matter where those toxins are hiding out. They'll be pulled into our product and removed from the body safely.
See, there's three questions in chat. I'm going to kind of put them together. Is this product related to zeolite? And if so, how does that work? What's the chemical composition of your of the product? But I think they're really asking what's the active ingredient of it, and are there preservatives in the natural?
I'll start with the first one because that's a great question because people should know what they're taking. This is of the zeolite family. Zeolites are a mineral that was formed 250 million to 500 million years ago when volcanic ash reacted with seawater, and then there's a subset of it that was formed, which is what we use, which is clinoptilolite, which had to have blue-green algae present. And what was left is a mineral that primarily contains silica with a combination of magnesium, potassium, sodium, with some aluminum in its backbone, and it forms a tetrahedron or a cage-like structure. That structure has a series of bonds. The silicate bond is the dominant one, and then each of the other actives form bonding sites. Those bonding sites attract ionically heavy metals and toxins. So it is a very complicated molecule. It is naturally occurring, and what we do is just remove all the junk that's built up, clean the cages, and then break it into a very small, specific piece that the body can use. So that's where our patent exists, is on how to make this wonderful mineral bioavailable.
Okay,
technically, it's called the sodium.
And Richard, I know I'm hogging questions here, so just jump in. One wants to know if when taking this with a zeolite, there's some necessary elements that need to be replaced. How do you accommodate that? Not, and the next one you can put in with that, I don't know if you can answer it. But what hoops did the FDA make you jump through to prove that this was an efficacious product?
Well, I'll deal with the latter first. Those are great questions. The FDA made us go through a process that assures that the compound is generally regarded as safe, where we convene a panel of experts. They look at the chemistry and the structure and say, yes, it's good. Fortunately, because we are a dietary supplement or a medical food, our hurdle is less than the drug. So we deal with it at a much lower level than a drug company would. But the FDA looks at us. We have to manufacture according to what is called good manufacturing processes. We have to ensure that our product will not grow any pathogens. We have to ensure that over a two-year shelf life that 100% of the active ingredients that we claim are there are still there, that only those things that we put in are in our product, that there are no contaminants. So all that is part of our facility. We make our products in clean rooms. We send them out for third-party analysis. The last question is, yes, we do put a preservative in simply because we're in water, and water grows bacteria. So we put in an extremely low level because our product does not support bacterial growth. All we have to do is make sure that the water doesn't grow bacteria. And then, unfortunately, as people use it, they breathe on the product. Our breath has bacteria. We keep a little preservative in there to make sure that nothing bad grows after somebody has opened the product.
Which equates to about a tenth of 1%, just so everyone understands when Ken says it's a low level or a low amount, which is well below the average industry standard as far as the amount of preservatives that they put in products.
What is, again, an obvious question, what is sodium aluminosilicate?
Yeah, that's the FDA's required name for our molecule. The FDA dictates what we can call things. We're petitioning the FDA to properly name our molecule. That's in process. And as somebody asked earlier, dealing with the FDA to get them to change how they describe things is outrageously difficult. We know we'll prevail, it's just a matter of when. But that's the FDA name. We can call it either sodium aluminosilicate or calcium sodium aluminosilicate. We just picked the simpler of the two designations.
Okay, somebody sent us the natural, natural original, and that, I think, is where people are looking at the chemical composition is something that was put into the chat that we're all looking at. And they're very concerned about some of these names and if they're natural or not. 4,5-dicyclo, disilico, dimagnesium, dialumino, oxyotri. I can't even pronounce these things. Trihydrate.
That was the
natural thing.
Those are the original name for the molecule. It's an inappropriate name. We've asked them to change that. They dealt originally with a company before it was acquired. That was a name that the inventor made up. It's not an accurate description of the molecule. We've since run some fairly sophisticated analysis, and we have a name. We can't share it right now due to some patent implications, but that doesn't describe what's there. It's basically a silica backbone with magnesium, sodium, potassium, and aluminum molecules attached to it. it's a tetrahedral structure. But it is 100% natural. It was mined. It was made from volcanic ash and blue-green algae.
And I have to ask an obvious question, at least, that jumps out to me, is do we have to have any concern about the aluminum in there? Just because, we hear a lot of bad, and it's true, bad press about aluminum. This is in a form where it's, again, air quotes, safe or okay?
Well, here's the situation. And it's a very fair, good question. And I think the best answer is on how it works. Actually, the thing that we remove best and first is aluminum. Our aluminum is totally bound. It's not free. We've done highly sophisticated studies at the Cleveland Clinic to determine if we contribute any free aluminum. And the answer is no. It's all bound into the molecular structure. The aluminum itself actually attracts specific certain toxins. That's why it's there. Certain biotoxins are attracted to aluminum. So nature put it in there for a very, very good purpose. We didn't put it in there. Nature did. But the silica, magnesium, potassium, and sodium are very active binders of aluminum. And we pull that out first and fast. It's the one thing that we probably can get most of the aluminum in your body out in 3 weeks, very, very quickly.
We have two other questions from our chat, and we're running out of time. This audience is very curious. One, is there any side effects to taking Z-Natural, and do you have to put back anything that's being depleted by Z-Natural?
Those are great questions, because that gets to a heart of a very critical issue for everybody. Some people will have what is called a detox reaction. It's generally less than 10%. This could be headaches, irritation, some hot patches on the skin. That can occur, and you need to cut your dosage back. If you were taking the normal dosage is 5 drops twice a day, you'd cut back to 1 or 2 drops twice a day until your body stabilizes. But beyond that, there are no sustaining reactions. Even the most chemically sensitive people, within a reasonable period of time, get their dosage back up to what our normal recommended dosage is. So yes, there are people who will feel a detox reaction and they need to pull back or worst case stop using, but there's no serious side effect. The other question is a very important one, and that is, does it take trace minerals away or do you need to replenish things? The answer is yes on water, because you find that you will need to drink more water when you take our product. We're rehydrating the cells. The body will need that water. And the other thing is in terms of beneficial trace minerals, we've done detailed studies, and the answer is no, we don't take those out of the body, because they are chelated by the time our product sees them.
Okay, Richard, you had another question.
You've addressed it. I want to ask a bit more question about the dosage, because I was going to ask about what I would refer to as the Herxheimer reaction, just because I like the word so much, where people have the detox reaction, the usual, bowels or any kind of reaction. Do you just start at 5 drops, or would you suggest with people that already have a sense that they're sensitive, have, environmental sensitivities, that they ramp up, like start with 1 drop a day, then move to 2 drops the next day and 3 drops, or just start right at 5 and see what happens?
No, if you know you have chemical sensitivity, start low and build up. There's no harm to doing this slowly. Matter of fact, we believe the whole precept of the product is that it works slowly. One of the real benefits of this particular molecular structure is it doesn't let the toxins loose. That doesn't mean that some aren't knocked loose, but once it holds them, it carries them out, and we can detect the molecular structure with the toxin in the urine. It's a very sophisticated analysis. We can't do it very often because of the expense. But using X-ray diffraction, we can actually see that the toxin is being held. But for people who are chemically sensitive, start slow and build up.
And because I see that I can't believe we're almost out of time. Where do people get more information about this? How do they get it? All those kinds of questions.
Pierre?
They can go to www.detoxsmart.net. That's detoxsmart, all one word, .net. There's an 800 number they can call. It's 800-770-2969. We have a built-in 15% savings code there on the site. We've got a lot of good information, a couple of the studies that are up there on the site. The one thing we didn't touch upon is that this product is homegrown, so it's made in the U.S. of A. Nothing is done overseas. We've got some great testimonials up there because obviously we run out of time and we haven't even had an opportunity to share some of the testimonials from veterans, to folks who've had kids with autism issues, fibromyalgia. I mean, you guys were touching upon some of these things at the start of the show, and so maybe we can have a follow-up where we could really get into just a lot of the incredible benefits that folks are starting to see just by removing a lot of these heavy metals and environmental toxins. So detoxsmart.net is where folks can go to bone up on the info and read some of the testimonials that we have up there.
Detox Smart. I think we're up here. There's a green background, and you can see some of these guts. Is this the site?
It says detoxsmart.net at the top, yes.
Okay. We got it, and we'll put it in the chat for everybody. Richard, do you have a chat going on over there?
Yes, I do. I put it into chat over at Blog Talk Radio as well as the 800 number for people to call.
Because when you touched upon the ATP molecule, one of the byproducts of our technology is that it increases the basal metabolic rate, which is where you get the weight loss factor coming into play.
Well, I know a secret about that.
Your
active ingredient is the same frequency as leptin, which helps lose weight. I did a little bit of research on your product before we started, so that may be that it's activating leptin also in some way.
Hmm. That's interesting. Wasn't aware of that.
That's the kind of secret stuff we do. Well, we certainly appreciate you being here. For those of you who want more information on La Ciel, you have asked questions about that. We were playing it before the show. Just go to our site, soundhealthoptions.com. Go to the beginning page, the home page, and down on the right-hand side, you can ask questions. Also, on the left side, this show that we just did will be up in about half hour or so. Richard takes care of all that. So if you love the show, and there was a lot of information in here, Kevin says he loves the idea that fat sequesters toxins. Yes, we talked about that on the show before, that when people lose weight, they release these toxins.
Mm-hmm. That's correct.
People with weight loss also. But post this on your Facebook and your tweet and your chat and your Google Plus and your Richard, you have some they can post it on too, but go to the lower left side of our soundhealthoptions.com main page, and the whole show will be there. And Pierre and Kent, thank you. We will send you a link to the show, and you can certainly use it on your site. Thank you for being here.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you,
gentlemen.
Thank you very much.